Ladies and gentlemen, good morning or good afternoon. Welcome to the Zurich Insurance Group conference call held by Mr. Martin Sen and Mr. Tom de Swaan. I'm Joya, the Chorus Call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, I hand over to Mr. James Quinn. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, and thank you for attending this call. I will now hand over to our Acting Chairman, Tom de Swaan.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome and good morning. First of all, on behalf of the Board of Directors, I would like to express my deep sadness at the passing of Pierre Rocher and to offer my sincerest condolences to his family. As announced yesterday, we have accepted the resignation of Joe Ackermann from his role as Chairman of the Board. I would like to emphasize that this was his decision based on his own personal reasons, and I do not want to speculate on those. There's no doubt that these tragic events have cast a shadow over Zurich. I would also like to address speculations by media about a letter left by Pierre Rocher. We were informed that such a letter exists, and we are aware of its content. And it's correct that it relates to the relationship between Pierre Rocher and Joe Ackermann. But it would be inappropriate for me to further elaborate on it. It's a very difficult situation, especially for the families and friends of Pierre Rocher. And we all need to respect their privacy during this difficult time, and we deeply regret his passing, which was completely unexpected. Having said that, the board sees it as its prime responsibility to look into the question as to whether there was undue pressure placed on our CFO. Let me be absolutely clear. Meaning the board and management of Zurich take corporate culture and behavior very seriously. In addition, from my own personal perspective, I'm not aware of any behavior that would be considered inappropriate in a board setting. The current management team has the board's full support. We, of course, fully recognize that the recent developments have been extremely unsettling, and our focus is on ensuring the continued stability of the company. The board is well aware of the need to strengthen the management team, and I consider this to be our top priority. I'm confident that Zurich will remain in the front rank of the insurance industry with a strong brand, top-tier business performance, and a strong commitment to its customers, employees, shareholders, and communities. And with that, I'd like to hand over to Martin Sen. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tom, and good morning to you all. I am deeply saddened and shocked by the death of Pierre Rocher, and my thoughts and heartfelt condolences are with his family, his friends, during this most difficult and extremely difficult time. Pierre was not just our CFO, but he was also a terrific colleague to me and to many other people in our company. He was highly regarded throughout the organization and in the investment community, and he did an excellent job at all times. And I must tell you, we truly miss him. I'm pleased that Fibu Sharma will now lead the group finance function on an interim basis, bringing with him a wealth of insurance knowledge and experience. Fibu assumes this position from his recent role as group controller and former CFO of Zurich North America, uniquely qualifying him with an excellent grasp of the numbers and the knowledge of the Zurich group. I and all my colleagues from the GEC have every confidence in Fibu's leadership skills, and we fully support him. With respect to what happened in the last few days, I want to make it crystal clear that there is no link between this news and Zurich's business and financial performance. Let me just emphasize two key points we made at the half-year results, which remain entirely unchanged. First, While the results were somewhat mixed, we continue to be very profitable and we continue to generate very healthy cash flows. Second, we have a strong and resilient balance sheet with solvency at the half year comfortably within our target range. And to conclude on this point, we stand by everything we said at the half year. I fully endorse the need for the board to look into the question as to whether undue pressure was placed on our CFO, Pierre Wauthier, and I would reiterate Tom's comment that we take corporate culture and behavior very seriously. Now, that does not take away the fact that Zurich remains a great and solid company, and I want to emphasize our strategy remains unchanged by the recent events. Clearly, my immediate priorities are working with the board to restore the strength of the Group Executive Committee and on our updated strategic plan, which we will report on at our Investor Day in December. And with that, I would like to hand over to James Quinn, our Head of Investor Relations. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin. We will now take a few questions. As you may appreciate, we will not take questions relating to Pierre or his relationship with our former chairman.
The first question comes from Michael Huttner from JP Morgan. Please go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thank you very much. If I may play devil's advocate here, and take the comments on the Target Sun Tiger this morning, which suggested that your former chairman thought that the results were painted rosier than they are. If I were in that situation, I might be tempted, I would think about it certainly, to do what some of the UK insurers have done, which is to rebase expectations. And some of them have done that quite successfully after rebasing, for example, the dividend by quite a large amount. And since then, the stock has developed very positively. Could you give me your thoughts on that, please?
Good morning, Michael. Well, let me make a point that, of course, I don't want to speculate on any of the reports, and quite frankly, I have not read that report yet in the targets I'm referring to. What I want to make and what I want to stress is clearly that everything we have said at the half year stands, and with that as well, the fact that we pay continue to pay a sustainable and competitive dividend, as this has been our policy in the past. We have stated our cash flows remain strong, that the balance sheet is strong, and that the financial results and the quality of our reporting from an accounting and solvency point of view has not been sort of impacted by these recent events. And I hope that this answers adequately your question, Michael.
Yes, I mean, I suppose the question was more, I understand what you're saying, that you know you stand by what you said, but if there were any areas of flexibility or whatever in interpretation, whether one might actually think about the other course of action, or is that something you wouldn't, you don't even think about?
But explain me, please, Michael, what you refer to of flexibility. Again, bear in mind I have not read that article yet.
Yes, well, no, I just saw it on Bloomberg, and all I can see on Bloomberg is it says something about, rosy interpretation of results or something. I mean, it's quite vague.
Well, okay. The results, as we have reported them at the half year and in any other reporting period, they are what they are. They are not in any way different than what proper, effective, prudent accounting requirements are. These results are independently reviewed by our auditors. Any comments made now in terms of bringing this incident back into the results, I consider as totally unfounded.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.
The next question comes from Andrew Ritchie from Autonomous. Please go ahead.
Hi there, and thanks for hosting this call today. Martin, a question more just thinking more medium term. There has been quite a lot of turnover of management, senior management, in the last 3 years. maybe you could just give us some perspective. And I think, Tom DeSwan, you mentioned that you felt the board felt the need to strengthen the management board in any case, despite this week's events. Can you just give us your perspective on where you think the management board needs to be strengthened and some reassurance as to what's going on sort of below the senior level in terms of management turnover? Because obviously from the outside, it looks like there has been a considerable amount of turmoil in the last 3 years. The second question, is there any sense of timing and thinking about the chairman replacement, and is that going to be, are you aiming to do it before the next AGM, and is the preference for an external candidate? Thanks.
This is Tom DeSwan. Let me answer the second one first. As you know, there is legislation pending, if I may call it that way, in Switzerland, based on the Minder initiative, which leads to the situation that in the next AGM, the whole board has to be elected by the shareholders, and it is our clear intention before that time to have a chairman who then can be elected in the AGM next year.
And the preference of external versus internal?
I would not like to speculate on that. It's too early for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Morning, Andrew. With regards to the first question, we recognize that there have been a number of high-profile management departures over the, say, 3 years, 4 years. We also recognize that while we make progress in our business, our results have been somewhat mixed. I've referred to that before already. Now, in relation to the turnaround on the GEC, let me make the point that these changes are all unrelated. And not just this year, but also in the prior years. And while attempting to see patterns in all of this, our view is very clear that there is no such patterns do exist. And that said, we know what we need to do. We have said that we will restore the strength of the GEC. I've mentioned that. Tom DeSwan has confirmed that in his statement. And we continue to work on our strategy. We will report back to you in December about this. It is important at this difficult time that we pull together, and I'm convinced that we will come through with this as a stronger company. With regards to the timing, Andrew, I will not make any specific comments on when the strengthening of the team is being finalized. And when I say strengthening of the team, I refer to very two specific positions, of course. This is the appointment of the CFO and the appointment of our head of group operations, both positions within the group executive committee. Clearly, the commitment of the board and my commitment with the management team is to make this replacement as soon as possible. Having said that, I do not compromise on the quality of the candidates versus the timing of the candidate. And nor does the board. We are totally aligned on that point as well.
And below the GEC level, has there been a similar level of turnover or not?
No, the turnover below the GEC level is absolutely in line with the turnover within the marketplace. Totally comparable. It fluctuates. If you go back, say, 3-5 years, it fluctuates a bit, at times a bit more, a bit less, but on average, same level.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Andrew.
The next question comes from Ralph Hefkin from KBW. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi. It's Ralph Hefkin. Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. I just have a factual question relating to the legal requirements of making announcements of a financial nature to the markets. As an example, when you became aware that there was the requirement to top up reserves in the German operations. What is the time scale from the point in time when you become aware of a let's say financial development or financial dynamic to the point where you need to announce this to the markets? It would just be interesting to understand the legal requirements and the regulatory requirements of making such announcements. Thank you.
Thank you, Ralf. Now, I don't, to be quite frank, want to not respond to that, rather refer that to James at the offline discussion, because this is not really a topic which I think we should discuss at length today. And James will get back to you to guide you through that.
Okay, fine. That is fair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ralph.
The next question comes from Patrick Noel from Groupama. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning. I have a question about your last four quarters results, because quarter after quarter, we saw one-offs, negative one-offs. Perhaps you are unlucky, but when I see your peers, they don't have so much problem. So those bad news quarters after quarters make me think that there is perhaps some fundamental problems in your company. So perhaps, I don't know if you can answer no, but perhaps lately. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Patrick, and I take your suggestion that we will follow up on this response later. I also want to stress here that has nothing to do with the intention of today's call, and investor relations will come back to you on that. Thank you very much.
The next question comes from Thomas Seidel from Bernstein. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Now, because it is, dealing with the CFO here, we have been made aware of concerns about, has this to do with reporting? How would you respond to those concerns?
Thank you very much, Thomas. I think I was hoping to be firm in my opening comment that the recent developments have nothing to do with the reporting format, with the quality of our reporting, with the accuracy of our reporting. I think there's no link in any respect to that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Thomas. Have a good day.
Can I add something here? This is Tom de Swaan. One of my first conversations after I was appointed acting chairman was with the chairman of the audit committee of the board on this, and he assured me that there was nothing, and as you can imagine, they had a lengthy discussion on the half-year results. There was nothing he had to report to me in any connection with this.
Mm-hmm. I think the reason for my question also is, that at the Q2 Q&A session, I at least sensed there were more questions on reporting than, in previous calls. And with hindsight, sort of this just struck me in the context of recent events.
Thank you, Thomas. Let me just as well make that point. There is no correlation or no sort of factual link to that. Totally unrelated, and one should not have any doubts in the reporting structure and the accuracy of these numbers in relation to what has happened now.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you, Thomas.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing Chorus Call, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.